It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And is it weird that people camp in nylon tents among total strangers out in the wilderness, but they'll lock all their doors and windows around their next door neighbors?
I've thought about that. I do think it's very strange.
It's true.
Yeah. So I'm asking you all to unzip and let me into your tents today. Metaphorically, for what's on your mind, where we unzip each other's brain flaps and peek in to see what's going on inside. Starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's in your brain flap?
What the heck?
Well, over this past weekend, I went to an Independence Day parade in a town of about 600 people.
Aww.
And those are going to be the most intense ones.
I'm going to give you some highlights. Yeah. One, not so many floats, but a lot of just trailers.
Right?
You know, like
they just drive through?
It's like the local cement companies there. You know, some people who like down trees.
Got it.
Sure.
But my very favorite moment happened when Elsa and Wonder Woman came down the parade.
Oh, they did?
My kids turned to me and said, Mommy, they look different. I'm like, well, they're both over 65.
Yeah. What happened to Elsa's teeth?
Elsa, Mommy.
Well, funny you say that. Elsa had all her teeth. She just had a lot more body than she does in the Disney movie. Wonder Woman, however, did not have them all. And I don't believe she was wearing a bra.
So we're getting a show. There's no wonder.
I know, I thought she has an invisible plane, not an invisible suit.
We thought that maybe Wonder Woman didn't age. She did. And it wasn't gracefully.
Good old hometown parade.
Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, I visited my parents recently, and you guys, it happened again.
Uh-oh.
I'm floating in the pool, eyes closed, sun's out, I'm relaxed, I'm tanning. And my dad swims up to me.
Okay.
And he's just like, hey, did you know the lady that lives two blocks away went on vacation outside of the country recently?
What happened to
her? And I'm like, eyes closed still. I didn't know that your neighbor went on vacation.
I don't live in this neighborhood, Dad. Yeah.
And he goes, yes, she got a brain aneurysm and now she is dead.
I just had a feeling that your dad's neighbor wasn't going
to
survive vacation.
If you guys know, my dad talks about this all the time now. Oh, I heard that when people retire, they tend to die. And I'm like, he goes, yeah, I used to work with a friend who retired. They went to go check on him at his house. The next day, he was dead. I'm like, why are they checking on him?
You know, he should hang out.
The day after he retired, he's dead?
That was quick.
He should really hang out with my dad. My dad always says, hey, stop working, you die, Brooke. That's what happens.
I try not to acknowledge it. I'm just like, okay. And then, of course, we're in a pool. So then he's like, do you know how many people drown in pools every day? You would think his whole community is just dead. Like, everyone around him.
We should do a segment with him on this show.
I would love it.
This week? And just get Jose's dad to update us on the people from down the block.
He loves the obits.
Best part of the newspaper.
Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So this past weekend, I was at, like, a Major League Baseball game. And I'm sitting in the bleachers.
Go ahead.
You could have just said baseball.
Not by choice, clearly.
Are we doing a Major League Baseball endorsement right now?
It was fine. Thank you,
Brian. Okay,
she's just telling you it's a professional
baseball game. I'm trying to set the scene for you, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
In a professional
stadium.
Thank you.
It's a pro sports. Go ahead.
I'm in the bleachers. Okay. I'm in the bleacher seats, and I'm like the fifth person in, and someone comes up to my aisle and like points at me and is like, hey, I want to take a photo with you.
Okay, so you assume it's a listener,
yeah,
right?
Totally. So I like get up and I'm trying to like squeeze through to get to them. And then the girl goes, what? No, not you. Who are you?
Oh, that hurts.
As I'm standing up and I'm so embarrassed.
That's so terrible.
And then she goes, I'm talking about her, and points at my friend next to me who's a pro runner that she wants a photo with.
So how do you get out of the embarrassment of it?
I literally sit down and the people I'm with go, why would you stand up? And then I have to try to embarrassingly explain why I would even think they'd want a photo with me in the first place.
Like, it happens sometimes, I swear.
So it was just so embarrassing. And everyone I was with just thought I was the most, like, full of myself person in the entire crew.
You totally look conceited, like, oh, picture. Excuse me, everyone.
Get this all the time.
Yeah. I don't want any photos. I'm very humbled now.
This is what, a picture
that's what happens when you go to these major league professional sporting event games.
Now, if you were in the minors.
Yeah, I know.
With professional athletes.
With professional athletes out on the field.
Whatever, guys.
All right, Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
I've mentioned several times over the last months that I've been having issues with my house.
But you stay there, so that's good.
Well, it's cheap, so what are you going to do? But this weekend happened. I was going to bed, had my TV on, and in front of the screen, I see something flutter by.
Oh, it's a moth.
And I'm like, a butterfly.
Great, it's a moth inside. Like, I'm not going to be able to sleep with this bug in my room. So I get up to take care of it, turn on the light, and I see it on the wall.
Is it big?
And I'm like, oh my God, that is way, way bigger than a moth.
Oh, no, what is it?
That is a freaking bat.
No! Oh,
and it's flying around my bedroom now.
Oh,
and I'm like, did it get into a hole?
Oh my God.
There's no attic in my house, so it couldn't have come from there.
Oh, they can squeeze through anything. I'm telling you, we've had a lot of bat issues in my life.
You have to get this a silver stake and drive it through the park. That's how you get rid of
a silver bullet.
You sleep with a garlic necklace. That's what you do.
So I'm Googling what to do. Rule number one is stay close to the walls.
Oh,
problem is, inside my house, it doesn't have a lot of walls.
Right,
it's really big. And so for the next hour and a half, I'm army crawling underneath a blanket around the floor.
Are you under a blanket?
Well, I don't want to get bit and get rabies.
It's not going to bite you. All you need is just a fishing net, and you just trap it
in
a fishing
net. Oh, yeah, like I'm a fishing net lying around.
Like, just get a tranquilizer dart and get him in the neck. It's fine. I do this all the time.
You're army crawling?
Yes, because I'm trying to avoid
it. They're tiny.
I'm like begging it to leave.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And how'd you get it?
I didn't get it.
No!
It's still in there,
I don't know. I didn't see it leave.
Oh, I'm sure it is,
Oh, my
God.
But we don't have any windows that open in the house, so there's only one door it could have gone out of. I don't know if it did.
Look for bat poop.
I'm going to have to call Brooke over to take care of this. Just suck the blood out of it or whatever she does.
Brooke just palmed the beehive a week ago. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone take care of everything.
Seriously. Text into 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.